Listen, if you feel bad right now, well, I was literally you a week ago. And the way I was feeling was so bad that I thought, you know what? I'm done with everything. I'm done with my career. I'm done with literally all the people around me, because it was almost like everyone was turning against me. And I felt so attacked and I felt so lonely and alone. But then I realized what was actually happening. So if you're in a position where you feel like you're a bit lonely right now and nothing is going your way, I am here to tell you what you can do and what is actually happening, and that everything will be okay. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first, we have to realize what is actually going on here. What are you actually upset about? And why I'm saying this is because last week I had a huge falling out with my mother, okay? I love my mother. Like, I've always loved her, but I've always felt like ever since I was young, I was just the black sheep of my family. And certain things that I do get punished, and when other people do it, it gets overlooked. So I kind of felt like, why does my mother never defend me? Why do you never stand up for me, you know? And I was really upset about this. It has been going on for years, you know, it's not the first time. And I kind of had enough. I was in this moment standing up for myself. And of course, you know, when the other people around you are not used to you standing up, they will lash out and they'll basically say like, okay, don't talk to me anymore, this and that. So you have a falling out. Anyways, that's what happened. And then I was so upset. Like I literally like was crying all day. I was so upset. And then I took my journal right here, and I wrote down, Liz, what is actually going on? Why are you so angry? Because anger shows us where we have been hurt. Anger is a good emotion because it directs us to the places where we feel like we're not being defended, where we feel like we were in some way being neglected. So ask yourself, what is it really that I'm feeling? When I wrote that down, I started off with like, my mom never defends me, this and that, and this hurts me because no one ever stands up for Liz. And see, what does this mean? My inner child is hurt right now. Why? Because ever since I was young, I felt like no parent defended me. I always had to defend myself. And I kind of feel like I'm failing myself even in my older years with my people pleasing and all these things, like not showing up for myself, you know? So what I actually have to do is be that parent for myself. What I actually have to do is show up for myself. I can't expect other people to defend me, because what I actually want is for me to stand up for me. And that's it. That's the root of the issue. That's why I'm hurt. I'm hurt because I'm the one that's not showing up for me. I'm the one that always lets things slide until a level that I can't anymore, and until a level where it's like, you know what, now I have to step back, you know? But why do I let it get to that level? Why do I not cut it off? This showed me, the situation is, Liz, you have to be a parent for yourself. You have to be a safe space for your inner child. So you can do the same thing. You write down and you get to the real problem. What is really going on? What are you really, really feeling, you know? Even if you're in a toxic relationship, you might feel like, oh, my partner is so bad. Why doesn't he love me? Maybe it's not him not loving you that hurts you. Maybe it's the fact that you stay. Maybe it's the fact that you think like, why do I allow this person to treat me? So you're angry at yourself, really, right? So get to the real cause of what is actually happening here. Another thing is, do not demonize negative emotions. See, I was talking to this shaman, and I was basically talking to him about manifesting and all these things. And he said, I have so many healers. I have so many shamans that come to me that can't manifest anything in their life. And he said, the reason why they can't manifest anything is because they constantly try to be high vibrational, only positive vibes, you know, whatever. But the issue is that we're a soul, but our soul is in a human body. So because we're in a human body, we have to bring those positive emotions back down into our body. Now, what are the emotions that ground these good emotions? Those are anger, sadness, frustration, jealousy. All these emotions are the ones that bring the positive ones back down into our body so we can manifest. If you see a lot of artists, a lot of people that create the greatest work and become more successful, it all comes from pain. They work from pain. So do not demonize your emotions. The fact that you're angry or not, it's not bad. It's showing you a way. It's showing you, okay, what is going on here, okay? The fact that you're jealous, not bad, you know? It's showing you somewhere that you want what that person has. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, how? Why do I want that and how do I get there? It's kind of like motivation, okay? The fact that you're hurt and sad right now, you know, sometimes there is not even a meaning. It's okay sometimes to be sad. It's okay to just sometimes be sad and that's it. And sometimes even through sadness, our body relaxes. It relaxes because we can't always be. So when you're feeling these emotions, it most likely means that triggers are being released right now. For example, with me, with my mom, the issue that I have with her not defending me, it's kind of a trauma that I have with my mom. But right now, I don't feel that stuck or that anger or sadness anymore. Like it's out of my system. But see, it first had to come up. I had to grieve those emotions. I had to acknowledge that trauma. Then it could come out. And now I feel like I'm much lighter. I'm much happier, you know? But that's why the triggers, sometimes you feel like that because they have to come up and release. They want to go. This is stagnant energy that you don't need anymore. So that's why they want to release. And especially when you're about to go into a new reality, imagine you're trying to manifest a new reality, right? You're like, okay, now I want for something bigger. I want something better. What will happen is your life will start to rearrange itself. So right now, the things that are not benefiting you, right now, the people that are not benefiting you will probably get removed. Even if that is a toxic friend, a toxic ex, a toxic boyfriend, your family members even, you know? They will get removed and you might even think like, I don't want them to be removed because they were comfortable for me. Even though they hurt you, they're still comfortable because you know these people, you see these people every day, right? So when they get removed, it will hurt. It will hurt more than anything else because now you're being thrown into the unknown. But honey, the unknown is needed for you to get to your new reality. If you have asked for more, be ready to get uncomfortable. These people being removed will make you uncomfortable. You having to do another stuff or losing your job will make you uncomfortable. But sometimes you need to lose things because those things keep you stagnant. Those things are the reason that you cannot go. So once you release that baggage, you can go and be freely into your new reality. One time that I actually asked God, this was in the beginning of my career. This was also when I was huge into my depression and I was just staying in my room all day at home. I asked God one time, I said, God, please, I'll do anything. Just put me on the path for my career. I want to do my passion, whatever, I'll do anything. You know what happened? The night I asked this, I got kicked out of my house. I got kicked out of my house of something so silly. Like, guys, I cannot even imagine that this happened. This was so crazy, okay? So I got kicked out of my house and I was homeless. I had to figure it out. I had some people that I knew that had to stay in their house and this kept going for 3 months, okay? But I needed that. I needed that rude awakening. I needed to get kicked out of my house because I was just rotting away in my room. At that time, it felt like the biggest betrayal ever. It felt like, why would anyone do this? This is so crazy. Like, why do you guys not care about your child, you know? But now I can look back and I can see, had that not happened, had I not been kicked out of my house, I would have never started my career. And this is what I asked, right? I asked God and he delivered. And not in a way that I thought it would happen, but in a way that he knew it was best for me. I needed that rude awakening, you know? And this moment in my life taught me a lot about people, about everything, and about myself. Another thing is the law of polarity. This basically means you have to have the good and the bad in order to keep the world in balance, okay? If there is no bad, if nothing bad happens in our life, how do we ever recognize the good? How do you know you have good days if you've never had bad days in your life? You would not recognize it. You would not appreciate it, okay? So that's why the bad days are blessings because these days humble us, first of all. Second of all, they show us where we need to evolve, where we need to learn, and they make us move. They keep us moving. If only everything was good in life, I think everyone would be sociopaths, honestly. I think everyone would just go crazy, okay? So we need the good and we need the bad in order to recognize. The same way, if you've been in a very toxic relationship before, when you get into a good one, you can appreciate the good one and you can recognize how beautiful it is, how beautiful love is and how it's supposed to be, because you've experienced the bad side. You know, like what it's like, you know, so you appreciate these things. For example, me, I don't come from a wealthy household. I don't come from money. This and that. That's why now I appreciate money. I'm happy. I'm happy to have food. I'm happy to have water, you know, all these things. But I feel like if I just grew up with an excess of it, I wouldn't really recognize these things as something special. Another thing is you're always being guided. If I look back at my life and at all the signs, at how I was guided to come to this point, it's insane. Like, it was almost like the signs were here in front of my face. Like, God was literally showing me, hello, you know, literally in front of my face. But I kept ignoring it. That's why I tell you guys, you want a shorter cut in life, you want a shorter cut to your love, your passion, whatever, look at the signs. See the world as signs. There's guidance, there's intuition that we have. If we actually start listening to ourselves, we can avoid a lot of problems. You're not crazy. These people just think, you know, there's very simple people in life and they think we're only a human and a body and that's it, you know, but they don't understand we're a soul and a spirit first. So the things we feel is much more powerful than what actually happens, or we have to see it before we believe it. God always guides you. God would not put you on earth without any support. Even this week when I felt so bad, I literally cried out to God. I sat down, I was crying so hard and I was crying to him. I was like, hey, listen, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to do it this way. I cried so hard. And guys, I kid you not. And I asked him, I'm like, please help me and guide me and show me the way. I kid you not. The next morning I woke up, my mind was clear. I did not have any of these emotions anymore. And ever since then, I just feel clear and good. I released everything. But sometimes you have to give your problems to God, because sometimes he's the only one that can handle it. But you guys never ask. You guys never believe these things. And that's why your life is a struggle. You have to believe that God or the universe, doesn't matter, will help you, because they will. Why would he take someone out of your life or take a job out of your life to not replace it with something better? You know, why not? Start believing these things. You know, I lost so many things right now. Honestly, I feel very lonely and alone, but I just know I can feel it. Something big is coming. This is always what happens to me. Every time that I'm shifting into a new reality, I feel the worst of the worst in my life first. And then it shifted, and then I get everything I want. So right now, there's space being made for my other things to come in. Because otherwise, all these toxic people in your life, it's overcrowded, honey. Nothing can come in. So they're being removed right now. So your big thing can come in, and it will come in. Also, do not harm yourself because of other people. See, other people don't see your value. Doesn't mean you have to go out and not see your value either. Other people don't recognize you, don't defend you. They think you're not worthy. Does that mean that you have to go out and think about yourself like that too? Talk to yourself like that too? Hurt yourself in any way? No, you know. What other people think is none of your business, because you're not thinking that. It's not in your mind, it's in their mind, okay? So don't take their thoughts, don't take their opinions and make it your reality. You're the only one that can control what comes in. So do not let these people come in and make you feel like that. So do not spend hours and hours scrolling on social media, especially if it's a negative platform. And even if you think like, oh, it's a positive platform, whatever, videos after videos, you're comparing yourself, you're seeing other people, you're seeing all this information, you'll go crazy, honey. You'll go crazy. Most of the energy that you're feeling is probably not even yours. You're watching people and there's an energy exchange happening, okay? You're taking on their emotions and their feelings. Do not do that. You'll go crazy and then you'll think like, I'm feeling this way. No, stop taking on other people's energies. It's not yours. Their problems are not yours to carry. Release yourself. See, I think at the most unexpected times, the biggest blessings come in. Right when you close your eyes, right when you think, you know what, this is it. It's done. Nothing is going to happen ever again. That's when the biggest blessings come in. You have to have faith, honey. I know right now it may not seem like that. Right now you just feel bad and you think like nothing is going to happen, but I promise you, you're going through a shift right now, and accept it, embrace it. It's a beautiful thing. When I just look back and I think like, wow, the way that my life changed in such a small amount of time, completely did a 360, it's insane. Like, I'm very proud of myself. I endured a lot to be at this point, but I never gave up on myself, because had I given up on myself, I would not be where I was today. There's one person who will always show up for me, and that's me. And that's why I have to nurture me. I have to be with me. You know, even when you feel bad, when you feel upset, this and that, you don't want to hang out with other people. And sometimes even other people don't want to hang out with you because you're draining, right? But who is constantly with you? Who has to always be around you even if you don't want it? You. You're always stuck with you. You go to bed with you, with your soul, with your mind. You cannot escape yourself. So why not be nice to yourself? Why not be kind to yourself? Why not nurture you? You're the only one that's all with you. You're the only one you got. Take care of you. Love you. It's important, honey. Okay, guys, I love you guys so much. I hope this video helped you guys a little bit. And yeah, I know you guys can do it. It's just a really tough period right now. And you'll get through it, you know, don't worry. And yeah, I will see you in the next video. I hope this video helped you. I love you guys.